Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We've been following the brutal heat for a couple of weeks now. Any relief, Joe?
Tomorrow, there's some relief, and okay. I guess there's a little bit of relief later today. It's still very humid right now. The humidity is actually going to back down just a little bit later today in the wake of this weak little front, but it's still going to be hot. We're still talking about 90 degrees this afternoon in Racky with the real field temperatures reaching the mid-90s. The relief comes tomorrow, but it's temporal in nature. We'll see an increase in clouds. That'll be followed by some showers and a thunderstorm. That'll keep temperatures down in the mid-80s, though it's still going to be very humid. The temperature starts to creep up a little bit on Saturday, but once we get to Sunday, we're back into the sauna with temperatures likely to be over 90. And Susan, it looks like that heat and humidity, once it returns Sunday, is probably going to hold into the middle of next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
A violent mugging overnight on the Upper West Side. Let's get this story from our Glenn Chuck.
In the midst of this, too, there was a huge police presence. You know, we talk about a level one mobilization. That means lots of cops here racing into West 96th in Amsterdam here, right in front of a Key Foods. That's on one of the corners here. This is where this went down. The victim was slashed in the face and possibly in the back, we're told, during this robbery. He had cash on him. It's unclear how much was actually taken from him. Now, police gave chase, and we're told at least two suspects were taken into custody. We don't have their names yet, and there could be an additional suspect also in custody. We're going to learn that shortly. Again, this was happening about 1:30 this morning, so almost 4 hours ago. The victim at St. Luke's is in stable condition, we're being told. Now, we've also learned of another assault that happened on the other side of the park, East 95th, earlier this morning as well. Apparently, a knife was involved, waiting to get some additional information on that. So, another rough night. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Upper West Side.
More concern around here about a virus we don't usually see around here. We're talking about dengue fever, with nearly 200 people in New York and New Jersey sickened. Dr. Sharon Nachman heads the Pediatric Infectious Diseases Division at Stony Brook Hospital. She says mosquitoes carry this virus, and the increased infections are likely due to increased travel over the summer.
The mosquitoes are coming into our environment, and we're going into theirs. So when you think about how much further south the mosquitoes are, they are perhaps slowly coming up through the United States. So right now they are in Puerto Rico, and there are some in Florida. So if you're traveling to those areas, you certainly could acquire dengue.
Florida is the only state to report local transmission. The other cases were all contracted by mosquitoes outside the continental United States. Governor Hochul to sign a bunch of e-bike battery safety bills today. The legislation designed to prevent fires caused by illegal and improperly stored lithium-ion batteries used in e-bikes. This includes prohibiting the sale of batteries or chargers that aren't certified safe by an accredited testing lab. Another bill requires chargers to have safe use information tags. And a third bill requires the State Energy Research and Development Authority to create a rebate program. That's to encourage people to trade in old batteries for new ones that are officially certified. The NYPD mourning the loss of a recruit who died while in training in the Bronx. 33-year-old Edgar Ordonez was on what is described as an exertion course at Rodman's Neck yesterday when he suddenly became lightheaded and collapsed. He was rushed to the hospital, but he did not make it. Commissioner Caban said in a post on X, "Our hearts are heavy as we honor our fallen brother." Ordonez was set to graduate from the academy on Monday. It is not clear if heat was a factor. The medical examiner will determine the cause of death. A recent report from the New York Department of Health found almost 40% of adults in the Bronx experience food insecurity, and Bronx Works is working to change that with their seasonal farm stands. Spokeswoman Rachel Gill.
This farm stand features cooking demonstrations, nutrition education, and an opportunity for the community to come together and learn and have access to wonderful, healthy produce. And also get resources from Bronx Works.
The one at the Carolyn McLaughlin Community Center runs on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Motthaven Farm Stand at Padre Plaza Garden is on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can get more info at bronxworks.org. I say- Hey, big news, foodies. The Brooklyn Eagle reporting that Ellen B. Spumoni Gardens is opening a second location in Dumbo. They say the legendary pizza shop is setting up shop at 46 Old Fulton Street. They've been at 2725 86th Street in Brooklyn since 1939. No word exactly when they might open, but they're said to be doing massive work at the location, including updating the plumbing and installing new interior walls. When I was stressed out. Well, it turns out perhaps we're not as stressed out as you might think. Wallet Hub is out with a new ranking of the most and least stressed cities in America. And surprisingly, New York is not even in the top 10. Yeah, we're number 36. Wallet Hub analyst Chip Lupo telling 1010 Wins that is in line with other big cities.
What I think the numbers show, as far as New York goes, it was the sixth highest in the country in work stress. And obviously, you can interpret that to be what we found was the number one in traffic congestion and average commute times. And unemployment in the city is still pretty high.
Well, he says the availability of health care and all the social activities available is keeping us from being in the top 10. The most stressed out city was Cleveland, followed by Detroit, Baltimore, Memphis, and Gulfport. The least stressed was Fremont, California. Newark ranked 15th. Jersey City was 146th. 1010 Win Sports, a rare win-win Wednesday for the Yankees and Mets.
Yeah, Susan, just the fifth time all season and first in a month, starting at Tampa Bay, where Aaron Boone's bunch enjoyed a handshake line for only the eighth time its last 24 games, holding off the Rays 2-1.
That was the ultimate bend it, but don't break, you know, playing the nickel defense on them there. Yeah, I mean, just a great job. A lot of big moments in that game, and, you know, that one feels really good.
Trent Grisham drove in both runs and made a great defensive play while winning pitcher Tim Hill got out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth inning, and Clay Holmes had a four-out save, the same as Jose Buto for the Mets in their 6-2 win over Washington, getting Carlos Mendoza's club within half a game of a wild card.
It's good that, you know, for the past few weeks or month or so, especially what we went through early in the year, that we put ourselves in a better position.
And they're back over 500, too. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Well, here's something that might help you get through the day.
Not just another day on the calendar, but a day of frosty, sugary bliss. That's right. It's free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven. And who can resist a free Slurpee?
Yeah, the freebie comes on July 11th or 7-Eleven. Get it? National Slurpee Day is also the 97th birthday of the convenience store chain, with the freebies available at 7-Eleven, Speedway, or Stripes stores. Plus, you can scan your 7 Rewards membership info, and you'll get a coupon for another free small Slurpee between tomorrow and the 31st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.